All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby. That's what I've been waiting for.
Bring it on. It's basically a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus. Where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
That's right, folks. It is magic hat time, as it always is on Thursdays.
Hooray!
Look forward to it, 9 a.m. And welcome back in. Final hour of the show. Lots to get to. May or may not be done talking about dating apps. Time will tell on that front. We'll see where the rest of the show goes. We'll get into the World Cup a little bit later on, as we got a game today and some future broadcast news and all that. But let's jump into the old magic app. What do we got?
Absolute legend.
It's a great place to start, and it's a great way to tie in the World Cup. So we get France-Morocco today at 1
Yes,
o'clock.
France a minus 380 favorite.
It's been incredibly entertaining. You know, I don't mean to poo-poo it too much. Team USA was certainly a disappointing end, but the World Cup's been great. And one of the most enjoyable parts about the World Cup for me has been the fan behavior. We played a lot of the audio, the English guy eating the brisket, right? The French, like, it's just been a lot of fun. I think I have found the legend of the World Cup. This guy to me as a fan has won the World Cup. And the story comes from an English fan who is in the United States watching his team, who, by the way, is still alive in the World Cup, maybe going to win the whole thing. It's been a long time. Patrick Football tells me for England winning a World Cup. Michael Hewitt is his name.
Okay.
He is 65 years old. And essentially, the alarm was raised on June 20th that he vanished without a trace. Nobody could get a hold of him. Nobody could find him. Nobody could reach him. Now, June 20th, a bit ago, right? It's July 9th. The story just came out a couple of days ago. And nobody, like, for whatever reason, nobody could reach him. And so they're reaching out to, like, agencies inside the United States, the English, representatives who are here, all that stuff, right? Can't find him. And it turns out, evidently, something happened to his phone, and he just lost it. And he essentially had just been partying and watching football in local pubs for the last 2 weeks, not calling anybody back.
Sure.
And he finally got everything figured out, and he called everybody. He's like, what are you guys freaking out about? I'm fine. I'm just over here watching soccer. But literally, he vanished for 2.5 weeks, and nobody heard from him in the United States. He was just blissfully unaware after a two-week global search looking for this guy.
Yeah.
Somebody bumped into him in a pub and said, are you the guy that's... Yeah, and they found out he was the guy.
Good for him.
He just disappeared and was having a good time, man.
That's called living your life in a normal society.
Just unplug. You'll be all right. Yeah. Go watch some football, have some beer in pubs in America. Have a great time. This guy's a legend, and I think he's won the World Cup.
You hear this show often talk about how awful I think phones are. A video circulated this week of a homemade 2003 class of high school 2003 video, and it was like, it's crazy to watch this. Not a single person staring at a device.
Yeah.
Everybody looking at each other, talking, dancing, having fun. And some person with a camcorder, so everybody's being a little wacky and weird. Just, if you told everyone in this video, hey, pretty soon, you're going to be super addicted to a little pocket computer.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, what? Come on, that sounds
boring.
Well,
that's how you found all the tourists in Italy, because we all had our GPS maps out.
Right, looking to where to go, where do
I walk?
So
you're wandering down the little cobblestone streets.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't have the fold-out map.
No.
You should have been that tourist.
Fanny pack and a fold-out map.
Yes.
Which way do we go? Follow the road this way.
Although, by the time, after a couple of days, we were pretty good at knowing, like, the major landmarks. Like, if we want to go this direction or that direction.
Yeah.
We got Venice down pretty good.
Did you ever just want to get lost for, like, an hour?
We did.
Oh, okay, good.
There were a couple times we just... Yeah. So we went to, like, one place first we wanted to go see.
And then we kind of wandered.
And then it's like, all right, which direction do you want to go? Let's wander around.
Yeah, because you can always find your way back.
And then, you'd go around these little tiny cobblestone windy streets, and all of a sudden you come out in some piazza. And
I love
some
that.
Other,
oh, here
it
we
was
are.
Fantastic.
Found a new thing here.
Let's stop and get a spritz.
The funny thing about filming stuff that always cracks me up, now, we didn't make it all the way to the big fireworks show. People who film fireworks on their phone need to be thrown in jail.
Yeah, stare at the fireworks.
Throw them in jail.
Stop it.
Nobody wants to see the fireworks on your phone. We all see fireworks. We all know what fireworks look like.
Exactly.
Your fireworks are not better than my fireworks.
Can you have a cool photo of a firework?
Okay. I'll allow
a photo. I have one of my kid last year, my youngest.
Kids lighting up fireworks different. I'm talking like fireworks show in the sky.
No, it's,
and you're standing
She's not lighting it.
Yeah.
It's her on our hotel balcony at the coast looking out at a huge-ass firework that went off.
Allowable because the kid's in the photo.
Okay.
And it's a memory that you can have looking out into the ocean. Remember when we went to the coast for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
If you're doing it to put on your Instagram story, fireworks popping off, like, please don't do that.
Next up, Tommy Two Nickels.
Oh yeah,
What do we do now?
What do you do now?
I'm gonna be on the side of the media that doesn't like him.
Mm.
I think you guys should join me here.
Okay,
it's actually become a very controversial topic in the last 12 hours. So the Carolina Hurricanes just did what?
They won the Stanley Cup.
They did the ultimate thing you can do in the sport. And Tom Dundon he's living in I've brought a championship to Raleigh.
Exactly.
Well, they got the cup, they did the party, and the cup came back, and the Carolina Hurricanes tweeted out forever etched in history, and it was a picture of the Stanley Cup, and it says Carolina Hurricanes engraved 2025-2026. Well, you get a 55-person limit to put on the cup. Most teams abide by a 52-person limit. Tom Dundon has listed himself, all five children, and his wife first on the trophy.
The whole first two lines.
It's just Dundon's.
Dundon, 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 Dundon.
This is not being well-received because this doesn't happen.
This is egregious behavior. This is absolutely ridiculous.
I think you finally found the show to say we've been supporting him here locally.
Yes.
A little anti that.
This is inexcusable.
No.
Inexcusable.
This is actually making people around hockey upset.
The NHL should have stepped in and done something
about it.
Yeah,
because the
NHL Hall of Fame should have stepped in.
No, your kid's name, your name can go on it.
Yes.
You own the team. Every owner's name goes on when they win the Stanley Cup. Your family has nothing to do with this, and they should not
Rod
be on the Stanley Cup.
Rod Brindamore's name should be, it should be number one.
Yes, it should.
So the people in the NHL, management can get a final say, and the list is subjective to approval by the NHL.
Okay.
The rule can be traced back to former Oilers owner Peter Pocklington. Pocklington, who tried to honor his dad, Basil, after Edmonton's win in 1984.
I think it was Basil.
I'm just rolling on the names right now.
Basil would be cooler.
Wait, Basil from Austin Powers?
Yes!
What do you mean, that?
Basil Pocklington?
There you go.
What could be more British?
Spell it with a Z. after Edmonton's win in 84 because it was covered in 16 X's after the league learned he didn't play a role in the run. So the league has vetoed things before involving family.
They might step in.
It's too late.
Oh,
now, you can go back and change it because the Blackhawks had a video staffer that was a part of some egregious thing.
You don't remember that story? He was like molesting players.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, they took his name off, so you can engrave things.
The engraver can go back and redo stuff.
Five children and your wife?
This is only cool for the kids. The only people on the planet that thinks this is cool is for the kid. And for Tom.
It's cool for Tom.
The Dundon family, yes, by all means. If my dad's Tom and my name's on the Stanley Cup, I'm psyched. The Nepo Baby Dirt is psyched about this. Anybody else with a brain looks at this and it's a slap in the face to everybody in the hockey community.
Does anybody else worry that if he does ever deliver the Larry O, that he just takes it to his house?
We don't ever get to
see it on display or it's never in the facility?
I don't know.
Dude, the trophy, like, of all the trophies to mess with, Stanley Cup, probably the last one. It's one that a chunk of fans, now I don't know what percentage it would be. There is a good percentage of hockey fans that if you're in the same room as the Stanley Cup, they won't touch it.
I didn't touch it when it came to Buffalo Wings.
Then people won't touch the trophy. It's just a thing of you didn't win it. You don't touch it.
I respect.
And if you don't,
you don't play.
I understand that.
It's fair. I get the point. But there are that's a good percentage of hockey fans who refuse to touch a trophy. And here you are putting the name of a 12-year-old kid on the thing.
What's the reason? Would you touch the Lombardi? Why do you have respect for one trophy over other trophies?
I think it's just more the respect that hockey and the sport has for that trophy itself.
What does NFL do to disrespect the Lombardi?
Well, also, It's a new Lombardi Trophy every year. It's the same damn Stanley Cup.
It's a Stanley Cup. It's the same one.
I mean, but eventually they start ripping names and teams off that thing.
Well, yeah, they take the rings off and then send them to the Hall of Fame. But if you've been dead for 50 years,
your name's coming off the trophy.
So. I think to his point, though, it's the only sport. Every other sport, you get a new trophy every year.
Yeah, they do a fresh one.
There's nothing unique about that individual trophy.
I'm going to make it a mission to be Pablo Torre and find out and tell you that this is probably the fourth rendition of the Stanley Cup, and they fooled you this entire time.
Oh, there probably is something
There's
like that.
There's a couple
Somebody
replicas
lost it over the years.
Of it. When
something
they go,
had to have happened at one point to yeah. the...
They've had to repair them over the years.
Yeah, it gets dropped. They dropped... Carolina dropped it this year, I think,
oh, they
in
did.
One
there
of their
was,
celebrations.
I forget
so
who
does
was.
The trophy still mean some of the entire cup top part is a different piece than what it was 20 years ago? Does that make
to
it...
To me, this is the... It's the same as the guy getting the hole-in-one paying for drinks. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's just the way that some hockey fans live. And there's not a lot that you can say to make it make sense to people outside of the hockey world.
I'm pretty sure I rubbed it too long at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
And they were like, I went all right, in,
that's enough.
You
know,
stop.
Get your
I
hands
inspected
off that thing.
It, you know, closely looking for things, but I did
so
not
So you can
touch
breathe
it.
On it, but you can't touch
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Your breath is allowed. Fingers, not
Fascinating.
Allowed. Fascinating. But Tom Dundon's kids are allowed.
Maybe I'll try and take a magic marker to that.
But... Dude, five kids' names?
Come on. That's crazy. How impressive is it?
So I saw this, and I didn't know this existed, but I also was blown away. And I want to start before we get to the audio portion of it. And okay. This is very hard to do off the cuff, so I apologize. If you don't have something, that's fine. Do you guys have a random sports oddity or fact or stat that you remember that would make people go, what? You remember that? How do you know that? Now, it could be an obscure, like a lot of people love doing the obscure college game of like, where did this guy go to college? Like, how do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'm asking, this blew my mind. There, did you know that there is a sports broadcasting camp?
I did not know this
for kids
until I saw the video.
Okay. So this kid is at sports broadcasting camp.
By the way, I have a stat to blow your mind.
Okay. I can't wait to hear it. So Noodle on it while the audio plays. If you have one, by the way, text him in 503-864-6326.
Yeah.
This kid is at sports broadcasting camp, and I don't know how it gets brought up. Maybe it's just random things that you know, whatever, show and tell. Here's my show and tell. There is a kid at sports broadcasting camp who claimed he could recite the entire schedule and result for every NFL team going all the way back to 2009. So if you ask him Jets...
Which might have been the year he was born.
Could
be,
I mean, he looks like a middle school, early high school maybe. He's a super young kid. And you go Jets, 2012, week 3. And he can go, all right, Broncos, they won 34 to whatever. Like, he has the ability to do that. So they were all these kids are here and they start testing him. I think they pulled up the Pats schedule, if I'm not wrong. I think
it's
it was New
Pats
England.
Pats or the Jets.
Pats or Jets, something like that. And they pull up the schedule. So they have it on behind
them. It was a bunch
him.
Of losses, so it might have been the Jets.
Could have been, yeah. Well, the Jets were not bad. I think that was their foot fetish era.
Oh.
So the whole schedule is behind him. Mm-hmm. And all these kids are reacting, and he's reading out the schedule.
After the Jets.
What?
Week 2, they lost to the Texans.
Oh!
Week 3. Okay, hold up. I'm not forgetting. I just need to remind myself. Oh, they lost to the Pats.
Yeah.
Or they lost to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
5, they had to buy.
Yeah.
6, okay. Okay. Oh, we take the Chargers.
Yeah!
I love the kids screaming.
They're loving it, dude.
7.
Why is it
we 7 they lost to the Cardinals.
Ah!
8
they lost to the
Browns. I mean, listen, the entire thing
sucked.
It was not a good.
Sucked in 2009.
AFC schedule.
I don't think it was the Jets. The Jets did go to the
I think
AFC
the Jets and
game.
The Pats were both in there as opponents, so it might have been the Bills. Could have been the Bills, maybe.
Oh,
Bills?
That would make sense. Yeah, that would actually make
could
sense.
Could have been the Bills. Bills were pretty bad back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't know what this kid's future is in broad. Kenny Albert, by the way, I think is one of the hosts of the camp.
That's cool that they got a camp for
he
it.
He sent out a
That's
thing, awesome. And he was like, this is incredible. This kid blew me away. I don't know what his future is in broadcasting, but hire him as a researcher. What is the most obscure sports stat or fact that you know?
It's not probably – I have to really think on that. Like, what are things that I pull out of the pocketbook here and say, hey, check out this stat? I don't know what I would say on that. I'd have to think about it. But one I heard this week, and it's kind of broken my brain.
Mm-hmm.
There has been an NBA player that's played against somebody born in 1962 and 2006.
Has to be LeBron, right?
It is LeBron.
Yeah. Who did he play
against? Kevin Willis, Cooper Flagg.
Kevin Willis?
Kevin Willis retired
Kevin
in like 03.
Willis?
So he played against Kevin Willis when Willis was a Spur. He was born in 1962.
Wow.
And he played against Cooper Flagg this year, who was born in 2006.
Absolutely insane. And who's the kid? There's got to be another one this year that was an 07 born kid, right? That he's going to be a rookie this
Cam
year. So you're going to add another year to it.
Or Acuff.
He'll play one of the rookies.
DeBanza. Yeah. I mean, he's going to play against all of them. If he plays two more years, this is where he might sign up for a 2-year deal.
Yes.
I mean, that's just.
That's absurd. Absolutely
you
absurd.
You played against somebody born in 62 and 06?
My dad is 76 years old. He was 12 when Willis was born. Like, that's insane. It doesn't make any sense. By the way, I do enjoy P1 Ryan texting in, saying, I'm not even a hockey guy, and I think I'm with you. I don't think I would touch it.
What is wrong with you guys? It's a trophy.
Maybe this has cursed you in life. Maybe this is why you're getting nosebleeds at night, because you touch the Stanley Cup. The hockey gods frown upon you. How dare you? You didn't win it. Get your hands off this thing, dude.
All right, we got time for a quick one here.
Yeah.
Now, that's wild.
Oh, yeah. So, look, you guys know me. I've made it abundantly clear. I'm a Diet Coke boy. I will forever be a Diet Coke boy.
Love a good fridge cig.
I'm a Coke over everything else guy. It's who I am, okay? I will forever be a Diet Coke guy. I am pretty also firmly anti their competition.
Mm.
I don't like Pepsi.
We're out on Pepsi.
I'm out on Pepsi. Now, is there like Dr. Pepper is pretty good? Yeah, I'll give them that. They did pretty good on that one.
My favorite thing is being in public places with Sprague and you finding out that they are a Pepsi place and the disappointment in the tone of your voice.
And
every time we're somewhere like, you guys got a Diet Coke? No, we got Pepsi. You're a Pepsi place?
Yep. I let them know it.
Immediately.
I went to a restaurant, really nice one. They asked if we wanted a drink. I said, can I get Diet Coke? They said, oh, yeah. And I said, great. And they came back 10 seconds later. It's actually Diet Pepsi, technically.
Yeah.
And I go, no, it's not technically. It's Diet Pepsi.
It's the same thing. It's a diet soda.
No, it's not, though. It's disgusting. And Diet Coke is better. Anyways, I digress to point out, did you see what Pepsi did this week? Because they kind of stepped in it on their social media.
No. Did we do another Jenner video where she's solving the
world
race
issues?
Wars? Yeah.
The Larry David Palestinian chicken episode, basically,
just
of commercials.
Hand the protester a Pepsi. Now they're getting along with the cops.
No, they stepped in really treacherous waters. They tweeted out Pepsi Wild Cherry is what happens when regular cherry stops asking permission.
Oh, you dirty bird.
And this went to a lot of what?
Stops asking permission.
What does that mean, stop
this
asking for permission? They had to delete it because the blowback was so bad, and they said, our recent Wild Cherry post landed in a way we never intended. We hear you. We're sorry. The post has been deleted.
I love that this kind of stuff can be controversial for people. Instead of just having a chuckle and going about your day of like, we clearly, like, really? You think that? What do you think they're implying here? Where is your head going? It's Pepsi.
Well, clearly
it's
some people are taking it
cherry
to...
Pepsi. You think the cherry's raping people?
Yeah.
It's committing crimes?
I think they're saying that.
The cherry's not asking for permission anymore? We got to arrest the cherry. It's a marketing campaign.
Diet Coke's just out here exercising, trying to live its best life. Pepsi's out here not even asking you permission.
You know what Diet Coke desperately needs to do?
Nothing.
They don't
need to do anything.
Nothing. Because
the logo,
win, and the
can,
Diet Coke's better
everything.
For sure. They need to come out with a can that is colored like a cigarette.
If you put a fridge, you put a cigarette on
it. If
you
found
it,
a way to tie in an adult aspect
maybe a
of the fridge,
make it look like a Lucky Strike because it's red and black or sort of thing, silver. They could do that.
I'd honestly buy one and then drink all of them, but save one for a memento.
There's a spot in Milwaukee. And it's like a combination of like a coffee shop, sandwiches, and grocery store. It's called Good Measure. It's a really good little spot.
Mm.
They have in their cooler an entire row of miniature glass Diet Cokes, but it says fridge cigs.
Do they like on the like
on the label?
On the label.
Yeah.
Good for them, dude.
The whole row. It's just, I've never seen them before. Mini glass Diet Coke. Every time I go, I end up buying one.
Yeah.
If you're gonna call it a fridge cig on your
I'm buying
label,
it.
I'm getting it.
Even if I want more ounces than that, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, man.
I got to drink two of them now, but I'm not upset about
it. I know what it is.
Cherry lives matter. Yes, they do. all right. man.
That's my guy.
Magic hat. Only halfway done. More to come next. 105.1 FM The Fam.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, we're halfway down, halfway to go. We'll get to a little World Cup here to close out the show today.
How are you just retiring Riggins' number, by the way?
Yeah, what took you so long there?
I don't get it.
When was his last year in the NFL?
I think it's 40 years ago he retired.
How does it take 40? He's been their all-time leading rusher the entire time?
Yeah, the entire time.
How does it take you that
long? Second all-time in touchdowns.
He's 76?
Yeah, I know.
Controversy? Dude.
He almost didn't make
know.
It. What if he didn't make it?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
He's been retired since 1985.
Well, I understand. I mean, I don't think he was a fan of Dan Snyder. So maybe while Snyder owned it, he didn't want to.
Yeah, well, he was there before Snyder.
No, I know that. It was in the Jack Kent Cook days, I think. So
a couple of quick thoughts, by the way, housekeeping. Somebody saying Fernando Tatis hitting 2 grand slams in the same inning. Just being a random
sport.
That is a random
sports. I watched that in person.
At Dodger Stadium. You guys are talking about the Stanley Cup being prestigious trophy, and then I hear Swags.
I watched it on TV.
Yes. Talking about the Cup being a prestigious trophy, and then Swag said, I didn't even touch it in a Buffalo Wild Wings. Those two things are not the same. Somebody connecting us not having nice things as a city to Sprague touching the Stanley Cup.
Out of here, dude.
Saying you're not a sports atheist, you're a sports Satanist. And I rubbed it a little too long at Buffalo Wild Wings. Should be a drop because you did say that about the Stanley Cup. What else do we have in the Magic
Hat? Is that Buffalo Wild Wings still open?
The one on Weidler? By what used to be Lloyd Center?
Yeah,
I don't know if it's still there or not.
I don't know.
Because, man, the memories I have of that one.
I don't think it is.
Dirt met his wife there.
A lot of stuff.
I tried to warm up spaghetti and
Tupperware
in their
kitchen. That's right, you tried to warm up leftovers.
We almost got a Josh Wilcox, Isaac Ropp parking lot brouhaha.
I don't think that was public knowledge.
why not?
I touched a trophy too long.
Statute of limitations. I think we're all right.
Yeah.
A lot of memories at that place.
A lot of memories.
All right, what else we got?
This one time at booze camp. This one's mine.
Your whole trip?
I saw this. So, Buffalo Trace Distillery is trying to give an adult summer camp. So they've got this coming up.
What?
Yeah, it's gonna be. What are they calling it?
Who's got time for an adult summer camp?
Camp Buffalo Trace, new summer experience featuring bourbon education, overnight luxury camping.
Oh.
So it's gonna be a lottery, basically, that you sign up for. So you don't have to pay if you get selected. You have to get yourself out there.
Okay, you got to fly. Then.
Where's it at?
It's in Frankfort, Kentucky. So it's at the distillery or wherever they're doing it. So they want to whiskify traditional summer camp stuff. So there's a whiskey woodcraft workshop. Hmm. You'll craft a custom muddler from authentic barrel staves. Let's see, bung driving relay. Guests put their skills to the test in a cooperage-inspired fast-paced competition that brings a traditional barrel preparation technique to life. So something about either building or getting a barrel ready for... Mm. Aging whiskey, blind tasting, Buffalo Trace trivia, a single barrel challenge. Hmm. So you'll sample 3 barrels of the same bourbon at various points of the aging process, trying to figure out which has been in there the shortest and the longest period.
Okay.
So most of it's a day camp. However, a few select winners will be. They've got luxury like yurts with air conditioning and whatever.
So it's glamping.
glamping.
Yeah, you're glamping out in the wilderness.
So 10 winners, 90 winners. So this will be August 29th, September 5th. The entries start July the 14th.
Are you going to enter?
No, because I don't think I could get out there.
Yeah.
And I think it's just for a day.
Oh, that's cool.
If it was
a little
for a
different.
Week,
yeah.
Maybe, but
that's
just
not a camp. If it's only a day, I don't think
you can
call it a camp.
They get chosen for the camp.
Oh, okay.
So
over time, yeah.
Camp Buffalo. What?
How do you find these things out?
He's on a boozer mailing list.
Go to BuffaloTrace.com every day. Like, you want a listserv?
He's on a booze mailing
camping
list.
Trips? Yeah. Like, what do you want here?
My algorithm.
CampBuddy.com? I don't know.
I'm on the booze algorithm.
I don't know what your algorithm is.
If you could give me an adult camp, hey, Dirt, you can go to adult camp
for a week. Yeah, what adult camp? would
I
get
need
you...
a body. I would need a body of water that I could go flop around in.
Okay.
A golf course with a grass driving range nearby.
An adult camp for you is a golfing experience.
Yeah, I want that. And then you got to throw me a PS5. Let me work on my dynasty a little bit while at nighttime when I'm not worrying about anything else. That would be, I need a body of water, some sort of sand I could sit on for the day, a grass driving range, golf course, and
a lot of major league teams used to have the summer fantasy camp where you'd actually get to go play with the old-time legends.
Yes.
I don't know if those exist anywhere anymore, if liability.
Michael Jordan, I don't know if he still holds it, but his Flight 23 camp he had with grown-ass men.
He'd play a one-on-one.
And, yeah, eventually, yeah,
like,
you get to a
spot
where.
But didn't you have to pay, like, $50,000 or something stupid for
it
that?
It was an insane fee. But, like, yeah, Jordan would actually show up and play a couple guys one-on-one. And
imagine paying that much and not being one of the guys that got to play him.
Yeah.
Because if you got to play him one-on-one, that's an all-time story, you could tell.
Yeah,
what else would get you like
that's
to go and learn something about, like if Bobby Flay had chef camp or something for adults?
I'm
or
out. I'm out.
No,
I just want to stop myself there. I'm gonna do
what?
What?
I was gonna say I just want to please myself. That's gonna be what I was gonna say.
You don't need to go away to camp to do that, buddy.
I don't think I need a cooking
Didn't
camp.
You
to do
learn that.
That
at camp? Isn't that?
Turn your bathroom fan on. And
I just want to do things
minutes.
That make me happy, and I just want to go play golf and sit on sand. That's all I
What's
need.
What's the nerdiest thing you would go away for? Like, I'll give you one. If you told me there was an overnight stay, and I have a glamping situation, by the way, a yurt with AC, not
go.
No tent bull crap on the ground.
Yeah.
If you're giving me a nice setup to sleep in.
Chip Kelly had OC camp.
No.
No.
Okay. I would go to, like, an archaeology camp. Where
would
we,
you really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't pay for it.
Right.
It'd be something like if I entered a raffle and got picked, I'd be, for like a one-night camp where you go dig up dinosaur bones.
The only thing that would get me to nerd out is golf. That's the only
thing.
Like if I'm hanging out with a pro on the range for like 3 days and like, hey, let's work on 100 yards in. Let's work on your, like, I mean, yeah, I got a lot of stuff
what
I got to iron
camp
out.
Camp are you running?
I'm trying to get better at golf, that kind of camp.
What about fat camp?
No. But thank you, though, for insinuating.
Well, I mean, not like, well, I guess it does come off that way.
It does just a little bit,
I was thinking of heavyweights.
Hey, fat ass, you want to go jump on a...
They had go-karts.
Jump on a treadmill, why don't you?
They have the blob.
Steal my candy? You're going to
like,
make me run?
The pre-Tony Perkis
fat take away
camp.
My go-karts, too? Can I ride my go-karts?
Yeah, it'd be the pre-Tony Perkis fat camp.
I mean, it'd be fun with your boys, but no.
You have cool snacks hidden in your bed.
If I'm going to do a trip like that with boys, I'd rather just do, go somewhere with my buds and go have fun.
Let's go to Pinehurst and play as many courses as we can.
I don't need an adult camp for that.
Mm.
Yeah. All righty.
What else we got?
Go directly to jail.
Yeah, I want to share this one. Speaking of camping, how about this guy? So there was a parachute failed to open for a base jumper. A Colorado man experienced exactly that and lived to tell the tale. But that's not what happened that pissed people off. So he lands. His leg kind of feels like it's broken.
Mm.
He's not exactly sure. So what he does is, according to the post, he sets off and calls the San Miguel SAR crew, which responds to a Garmin SOS activation.
Search and rescue.
Search and rescue, yes. And so when you hit this button... It goes directly into an SOS. I'm in the middle of the woods of the desert. I need help.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to basically team up and multiple groups come out. They helicopter one unit in and another group has to hike in and they're going to try to save you. They think your life is in danger.
Gotta find you.
Well, so the guy hits the Garmin. The parachute didn't open precisely. He lands wrong. He's like, oh my God, I'm really high up. I need help. Hits the Garmin button. Copter shows up. Rescue team shows up. Here we go. We're here to save you. As soon as they get there, he goes, that hurts. You know what? Actually, I'm okay. And he hikes down.
They usually send you a bill for that.
As they should.
It's not cheap to call into this. This Garmin SOS thing is not a cheap. Like, this is a
do or die. It's like a Stanford military waiting for you, man.
He fell between 150 to 200 feet.
Oh,
when the responders got there, he told the responders he thought he might have broken his leg and couldn't walk and needed assistance. So they sent another mobilized unit there.
Oh, my God.
When rescuers showed up with the motorcycles and UTVs, the hiker then ended up saying, no, I'm good. He ended up started hiking down.
Was his thought process that I don't have to pay for it if I hike down?
I don't think he thought it through.
At that point, wouldn't you have the embarrassment level of even if you are okay, like,
I'm lying
damn,
there. Yeah.
He said no thank you to the helicopter transport and then told the crews on the ground before descending on foot, I don't want assistance. So basically it was like they got there and he said piss off.
My ass.
People in the community of this this world,
yes.
This yeah. SOS, this Garmin, a, hiking.
You can't do that, yeah. Man.
Dude, he is public enemy number one for these people. What are you doing?
What are we doing here, man?
Do you want to go over and squeeze one more
in? Yeah, why not? Throw one more in.
Cut
there.
Off is what?
This one will be quick. of all the crime stories.
You want to go to Make Yourself Happy Camp, and now you're cutting off what?
There is somebody, where is this? I believe Indiana, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Christopher Peden is his name. Okay.
Yeah, poor guy.
He committed the crime of arson. Not a good thing. You shouldn't light stuff on fire.
No.
That's not the interesting part about the story. The interesting part about the story is how he started the fire and what he cut off to start his fire. The 36-year-old from Fort Wayne, Indiana, decided to chop off his... You know what?
Mm. His peden?
His peden. Throw it in his neighbor's garage.
What?
Dump gasoline on it and light it on fire. And he was arrested for arson, starting the fire.
Is this a lover?
With his own peden. These are all the details we have right now. The cops found him and he claimed that he was stabbed and that's why he was bleeding. And then ultimately later admitted to cutting off his, you know what, pouring gasoline on it.
Clear
and setting it on fire on the floor of the garage just
that
inside
or
the door.
How many different kinds of chemicals was he on?
I mean, clearly... on something
we're
mentally.
Need
how much when you wake up if that is like a bad trip?
Report on that.
It's like a bad trip or something. You took the wrong meth. I don't know what might be.
I can't fathom.
And you wake up in the hospital like, wait, what? I did what?
No.
Can't fathom.
Also, wow. How do you react if your neighbor starts a fire in your garage with his cut off ween?
I have a lot of questions.
You sell the house.
I mean, I'm assuming he's going
out
away.
They're
right?
out there in rural Indiana,
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
He's got to be gone. He needs to be committed.
I would hope so.
Like, there's no other reason to do that.
I mean, how would you would be bleeding out? Like,
right?
How far down?
I don't know.
The hole?
Was it just the tip?
Ah. What are you doing?
We need a full report.
A lot of follow up questions.
You need to follow up and get the full report on that.
I found it on Hinge. We'll close it up. World Cup coming up later tonight, or today, I should say. And where do the broadcast rights go from here? We'll wrap it up next on The Fam. It's got an 80s vibe to it. Welcome back in. Last one for us today. One magic hat that I didn't get to. I'm going to hold it for tomorrow because I feel like it needs its own segment.
I got a segment from the hat that I'm bringing tomorrow.
Okay. Some leftover hat stuff will be brought tomorrow. So we got that to look forward to. Couple of bits of odds and ends as we wrap up the show today. The World Cup, we had a sports hole yesterday, let's be honest, right? My baseball team sucks. They nearly got no hit. I had nothing that I was interested in watching. I am excited for the Scottish Open. Leads into the Open Championship. I got that on right now. But the World Cup left us with a bit of a sports hole yesterday, so it returns.
Yes.
One interesting note on this, by the way, and there's a debate about where this is going to go from here. Fox paid for, I think it was just this World Cup, they paid for $485 million. Okay.
I couldn't believe that. I mean, I didn't know enough about that stuff to know, but like, I just would have thought the World Cup.
So my question
would
have
been like
just,
a billion.
It's only U.S. rights. It's not worldwide
rights.
Yes,
it's just in the United States. And they don't have the Spanish rights, do
no,
they?
Telemundo
no,
Telemundo has that.
It's been a bit rights. Of a battle on the Telemundo
so,
broadcast thing.
This was interesting. So the rights for the next World Cup are up in the air. And I was reading about it yesterday that they're going to try. They think FIFA is going to try and sell the English and the Spanish together as basically you got to buy the bundle and get both of them. And at which point the World Cup will cost maybe upwards of $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a wide-held belief amongst those. Now, I don't know how many they sell at a time, at a chunk. Like, is it two? Is it three? I don't know how far down you go on the road. But there's a belief that Fox is going to let them walk because, one, they don't have a super strong Spanish side of their business.
Yes.
So they would have to come up with that for the next World Cup. The next two World Cups create time zone issues because one's in Spain, Portugal, Morocco, I think, right? Are they in the mix of the two? And then the one after that's in Saudi Arabia. And you know what they're going to do when the World Cup's in Saudi Arabia? They're going to move it to the winter. Because you can't play in the middle of summer in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, the same thing they did with Qatar.
Exactly.
It was in November.
And so you're going to play in November. If you're Fox, do you want to air?
No.
I mean, you certainly are getting a lot of viewers off of this,
yeah,
but it's the NFL season. Yeah.
Did you watch the Qatar one closely the way you've watched?
No.
Because I don't recall much of it, and I'm just being honest
the
here.
The time difference is a killer.
Yeah. I find that to be an odd decision because it's such a perfect summer event.
I mean, I'm going
to
get home.
And I'm an ugly American point of view but like, yeah, selfishly from my perspective, summer's the best time for
What time does the game start today? 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
It's right in the middle of tennis
now.
I have stuff to do in my garage. Yeah. Guess what's going to be on in the garage?
I got swim lessons at 3,
it's
so the game should be over by the time that happens.
Yep.
Teddy's napping for half the time. Like, I got nothing to do in the middle
Late
of the day.
Late money coming in on Morocco.
Oh, okay.
France, I think Morocco can hang with them. I don't think
they are missing one of their top scorers. So one of their
Morocco
top forwards
is
out.
Yes. What happened? Did he get hurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Injury.
We got an injury?
No,
I didn't know if it was a card.
He's choosing to say it.
Well, you get you
well,
can't
no,
play
it's
if you
not
get a,
card. It's not a yellow card accumulation or anything like that.
Did you see
that.
The report, Pulisic?
Yeah, he's got a microfracture and a bone bruise.
Uh-oh. Ooh, that's what he's saying.
Better take back your soft comments right now.
Ooh, he's not soft
anymore? Yeah, France minus 350. They started when they were minus 400 when the show started today.
Ooh, okay. Maybe I'll jump on that train.
So late money on Morocco at plus 270.
I know Mbappe is good. What else are we looking for? Like, what are the other storylines of the game other than that? Anything else?
For some reason, there's an issue. The referee is Argentinian, which for some reason, some thought might be an issue for France. I don't know why.
Because you want to get rid of the best team?
I guess.
Mm.
So France is the favorite to win the whole thing.
Got to get rid of France. So the Argentinian ref might have an angle against France. That's
maybe.
The storyline.
Dude, it's an underrated funny thing watching the English Premier League because every single week, every Nottingham Forest fan would tell me who the ref is and what team he roots for.
Ah, they know the background.
Oh, we got Scotty again. He's a big Man City
big
fan.
Big Arsenal fan.
Big Arsenal fan. He's a Chelsea man.
He's a Gunner.
That's like, what?
I mean, we do that in all sports, don't we?
Oh, we do that worse in the NBA.
You get Scott Foster for a game. Yeah. You know.
I don't know if it's worse, man. The Premier League thing is like, I was hearing about refs and the fans would be like, he's always been a Leeds boy.
He's a Leeds guy.
What?
Yeah, I think I'll throw some money on Morocco today. Why not, dude? Let's get weird. Morocco advancing would be
line.
Pretty cool, wouldn't
plus it? Plus 275 right now.
I don't care about Mbappe winning one. You know, who cares about
right.
France?
It'd be pretty impressive if he did,
your
though.
Stupid freedom fries. This is America, damn it.
We getting basketball dirt tonight at 6 on ESPN.
What's going on tonight at 6 on ESPN?
Devanza Darren Peterson.
No.
Vegas Summer League.
You will not.
Okay.
When do the Blazers play?
Tomorrow night.
I'll watch that, a little bit of that game.
I just want to see if Young Hansen's a functional player.
Yeah, that is curious.
That's the
to me.
Only storyline for the Blazers.
His
reacting
league.
To Darren Peterson torching guys who will play be like you know. Car
well, we haven't seen
DeBanza
yet
because
the Wizards didn't play in the two early summer.
I'm
going
to push
things.
Back a little bit here. Okay. Let me be a little basketball
Ooh,
guy.
Takeaways from summer league. Go ahead. Jared Bayless MVP.
It's not NFL.
Quintel Woods MVP.
It's not NFL preseason. Yeah, it doesn't have to mean everything. There is a certain level, though, that if you're playing the way you're playing, and he does look truly like, oh, crap. I'm not telling you he's going to win Rookie of the Year. It's a great class. The way he looks, it's not, you're going to look up numbers. You're probably looking up Jared Bayless numbers right now.
I'm not looking up numbers.
But it's just the way he is operating.
I mean, we all knew he was good, though, right? That's the whole
point. But the debate was like, what was his level? What's, you know, the ceiling was very high, but what's he like mentally?
Okay.
He had a lot of stuff coming out of Kansas. That was a weird season for a one-and-done great player.
Yeah, I guess my takeaway is I don't have any because I already thought he was good. Like, if he's not torching Summer League, you got a problem on your hands, buddy. You know who the MVP of Summer League was last year?
Was it Knipple?
No. Filipowski. You know what was the year before that?
His wife let him play, huh?
Jalen Wilson. Cam Whitmore.
Look, I'm not telling you who wins the MVP means they're guaranteed to be a star.
Real to me, damn it!
Stop pointing.
That'll do it for us.
All flaws in my logic.
1051thefan.com. If you miss any of the show, Bill Riley, our good friend, longtime voice of Utah football, was great. Talking Big 12 and Monster Energy. Go check that one out as well. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday, everybody. We'll talk tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harrison Meringue, is next. Listen to 1051 FM, The Fan.